On-deck business loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Hello and welcome to Dwayne's World. Great to have your company wherever you might be listening around the planet. Dwayne's World live again at the Crown Audio Hub today. So drop down and say hello at the Crown Audio Hub at the Metropole Precinct. It's game on and it's happening at Crown, just down the little walkway from Metropole to the main gambling area, just out the front of Sunglasses Hut and Peter Alexander. Drop by and say hello. This near holy moly, it's all here. And we're here. 1-300-736-736, the open line number. It's Midday Madness time. You call, you get on. That's the Midday Madness promise. Heap of prizes to give away as well. But 1-300-736-736 is the open line number. You call that number, anything in the water sport you'd like to discuss, we'll get you on for the next 2 hours. That open line brought to us by Werribee Kia, always making buying cars easy. So 1-300-736-736 for Midday Madness. Keep your texts coming through as well, and I'll read out a heap of your texts as well. 0433 98 11 16. But as I always say, it's talkback radio. Rather have a chat to you, so keep your calls coming, and I'll read your texts a little bit later. What do you believe out of the weekend? Just been talking to Gerard Whateley. It's not every team's played the same amount of games, so not every team played in the opening round. Some teams have played 4 games, some teams have played 3. So with some, there's a bigger sample size to judge. The ladders try to help us out, but it's a compromised ladder as well. Normally, after about round 7 or 8, the ladder doesn't lie, but it's still lying a bit now, especially with the lopsided comp when it comes to who's played the amount of games. And what's real to you? 1-300-736-736, heading into round 4. After 3 rounds, heading into gather round, what are you believing and what are you not? I'll give you a little bit of mine before we get to yours. I don't think the undefeated Fremantle, second on the ladder, equal top, is the second best team in the comp this year still, but they're winning games. So they're undefeated, they're equal top, but I'm not quite believing Fremantle just yet. The Cats are fourth. Are the Cats on track to finish that high? I still don't believe that either. I'm not believing Sydney's loss on the weekend, just beaten by a better team with tougher effort on the day. So I still believe in Sydney, even though they lost on the weekend. I do believe in Melbourne's form. That's something I do believe in. I think their away win over Port made a bit of a statement to the competition on the weekend. And Kingy was on with Gerard earlier talking about their clearance numbers, and they still probably got the best centre square starting four of any team in the comp, Melbourne. And they're putting it on the scoreboard this year, which is the big difference, obviously, to what they've done in the finals the last 2 years when they've gone out in straight sets. Now, can they do it in the finals again this year? We're a long way from that moment, but right now, the signs, I think, are great. I'm believing Melbourne's form. What are you believing and what are you not believing out of what we've seen so far from a small sample size? The Dogs are seventh. They only beat the West Coast Eagles after only beating the Suns the week before, but I did pick the Dogs to make the eight. So I've believed in the Dogs even before the season started. So I'm still believing in them now, even though they've beaten a couple of teams that obviously, well, the Suns I don't think will make the eight, and we know the West Coast will probably finish last. I refuse to believe the winless Brisbane Lions are finished, or a few are telling us that they are finished, so I'm refusing to believe that they're done. And the other winless teams I think are probably where they should be. So what's real and what's not? 1-300-736-736. Carlton's looking good, but we expected them to thrash North Melbourne, so yeah, we're believing that. The big one I can't quite work out is Essendon and St Kilda. I didn't pick either of them to make the eight. I don't think the eight is going to be big enough for both of them at the end of the year. But are you believing this new Essendon and the form they're in at the moment? And I think Yale in Roxburgh Park wants to talk about the Bombers, because I want to talk about the Bombers a bit too. Welcome to you, Yale.
Hey, mate. I believe in the Essendon edge. However, I also believe that there's a lot of fine-tuning that needs to happen at the club. And eight will probably not be realistic for us personally, but I'm very happy that we're finally standing up for something.
Yeah, so do you think it really is it's a way of watching Essendon now? If you're an Essendon fan, you've heard about the edge. Now you watch to just get it confirmed that they're playing with the edge. So it's a better viewing experience if you're a Bomber fan, isn't it, Yale?
Yeah, absolutely. It's exciting. As I said, in the past almost decade, it just wasn't anything that we stood up for. So when you watch a Bombers game, you're focusing on the edge. And, very exciting times ahead.
And the other part of it, Yale, also, is the fact that when you're watching the game, you can see which players aren't playing with it. so aren't really toeing the line when it comes to the expectation.
Yeah, absolutely. GCF switches up your focus a little bit on all the plays that that aren't playing on the edge. So yeah, exciting times ahead. Again, I'll say I don't think we're going to make the edge this year, but finally we've got something to look forward to.
Great to have you call, Leo. Hold the line. We've got a Barclay Smokehouse ham coming your way for kicking us off for Midday Madness today. Ask for grandmother ham at your local deli. Thanks to Barclay Smokehouse. We've got a few of those to give away today. We've got quite a few prizes to give away as well. We've got some vouchers to go down to Pink Lemonade for a round of Grey Goose vodka to share with some friends. Play starts and finishes at Pink Lemonade, Swan Street, Richmond, sponsored by Grey Goose Vodka. A few of those to give away as well. If you're heading down to the MCG, it's just down the road from the MCG, Pink Lemonade in Swan Street, Richmond, and a few rounds of golf down at Club Mandalay to give away. So keep your calls coming. 1-300-736-736. What are you believing so far? Small sample size. A few things I'm not really believing are real, and it's 3.5 rounds in. So we're all trying to work it out. Keith and Clifton Hill, what are you believing? Keith, welcome to you.
Yes, Dwayne. After looking at the round on the weekend, I'd say the whole competition has gone to another level. The standard of AFL has gone up a notch, I reckon. That game, Richmond and Sydney, was an outstanding game, one of the best games I think I've seen. And the three improvers, I would say, are Fremantle, Essendon and Geelong.
Keith, that's the issue. How much have they improved? Are they contenders for the flag, Keith? Are Geelong and Fremantle contenders for the flag? Have they improved that much?
Oh, well, I think they've improved enough to make the eight anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really, as a fan, once you get there, you just got to hope you don't get injuries and things can go your way, because we've seen teams win it from outside the top four before. Great to have you call, Cliff. I really like your addition to the discussion on a regular basis, so I appreciate you jumping on the line. Lynn in Tramana, welcome to you, Lynn.
G'day, Dwayne. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you going, more importantly?
Depressed. I believe there's a whole stack of trouble up there and we are gone.
So why do you think you're gone, Lynn? Is it your game plan? Is it a few of you guys have sort of tipped over the edge when it comes to, well, they're not old, but their effort level's dropped off. Joe Danaher's not last year's Joe Danaher anymore. Cam Rayner's not last year's Cam Rayner at the moment.
Hipwood.
Yeah, Hipwood. Yeah, well, Eric's always been this sort of weird one, Lynn, in that every 5 weeks he plays that game, you think, yeah, he's good, Eric Hipwood. But then every couple of games you think, gee, what's Eric Hipwood adding?
Yeah, not much. You know, a couple of weeks ago he kicked a couple. From apart that, he hasn't done this much this season at all.
I think you'll beat North Melbourne at Norwood Oval this round. But then you've got three big games. I think you've got Geelong, you've got the Giants, and you might have, who's the other one you've got coming up, Brisbane? Might be Carlton, Lynn.
No, I think it's Melbourne, do I?
Melbourne. Melbourne, Geelong and the Giants. So you better get the win over North, otherwise you are cooked, Lynn.
I can handle it, Dwayne. I'm ready.
All right. Great to have you call, Lynn. Make sure you call again next week after they knock off North Melbourne. Bruce in Alfred Cove, WA. You got a thought on Fremantle, Bruce. Set us straight. Is it real or not with Fremantle?
Well, I think this weekend and the next one, Dwayne, will tell us that. Been good for their playing all right. That was last week. Got to realise I was at the game and it was sort of pretty close quarters. And the other side was, they were both going pretty hard at each other, and it was very hard to break away in, you know, a bit of free flowing stuff. So what people said, it was boring, but it was pretty hard fought. And that's been a sign of the Dockers this year. They fight. They get in and actually take blokes on. They run people down. It's a lot different from last year. But, as you said, they've got to win. They've got to knock off the big side. So if they do knock off one of these two in the next 2 weeks, well, then I think you can probably say they're on the right track to make finals at least, and then see what happens from there.
Yeah, big game. Fremantle, Carlton, Adelaide Oval. So neutral territory for that one. And if they beat the Blues, absolutely, it's real. Great call, Bruce. Good to have you over there in WA. Thanks for jumping on. Kaz in Melbourne's got a thought. Sorry, in Essendon's got a thought on Melbourne. Welcome to you, Kaz.
Hey, Dwayne. Hey, and also, I just want to thank you for the ham.
It is
absolutely sensational.
It is good.
Yeah. And the dogs even love it too. They're
loving
it as well.
Gee, I'm surprised the dogs got any. Maybe just the fat trimmed off the edge. Not that there's a lot of fat on it, of course.
Yeah. No, they are. Yeah, loving it. Just on my boys. I'm actually off to Gather Round tomorrow, so catching the plane over to watch the boys play Adelaide. Yeah, after watching that game on Friday, on Saturday night, sorry. Look, they are just, they're united. I'm loving the way Goody's coaching. I think McWalter's had a lot to do with it. We've changed our game style a bit by the looks of it. We're playing a much more... when we're getting that ball inside 50, the way they're delivering it, they've changed that, which was a huge problem the last couple of years. And just the young boys, the second tier of players, we're not so much relying on the Petrarchas, Oliver and Viney, although they're amazing and gawny. It's Neil Bullen has stepped up. The new boy, Windsor, he's going to be anything. All those sort of guys, Macca's come back in and playing down backwards, should always play. Benny Brown's come back. I'm just so excited this year. I haven't been this excited since we won the flag.
No, I'm excited, actually, to be honest, Kaz, as well. I think the signs are splendid. And you're right about Windsor. He's clean with his hands. He hits targets. He's a ripper. If you can get a good one like that playing off the wing, it adds to your midfield big time because he's quick in off the wing and he really does contribute to what is arguably the best starting four in the competition. Gawn, Oliver, Petrarca, Viney. And then when you put Pickett in there, Neil Bullen's playing out of his skin. You're spot on about all of that. Great to have you call and might see you at Gather Round. Liam in Merimbula. What can you hear, Liam?
Hey, Dwayne, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks.
That's good. I just want to talk about Collingwood, if you think they're out of the woods yet, just with that win up there at Brisbane, because Brisbane weren't much to go off their current form. And if John Noble should keep his spot over Markov, or do you reckon that was just a rest thing?
Yeah, it's yes and yes for me. I hadn't given up on Collingwood. I still believe they're a contender. I still believe they'll make the finals. I think they have turned a corner. I think they'll beat Hawthorn in Gather Round this weekend, so it'll be back-to-back wins. So I think you have still got a lot to hope for this year. Now, winning flags back-to-back is tough, Liam. So even if Collingwood don't win the flag, if they're back as a contender, if that's the question, it's a yes for me, back as a contender. Now, people might that have said they can't win the flag from here might end up proving correct, but just simply because it's so damn hard to win them back-to-back. But, no, I'm still a believer in the Magpies, Liam.
Sounds good. What about Steele Sidebottom? Does he just come straight back in, or because his week before was no good with his standards?
I think he'd be better off a rest, though, Liam. So I do bring him straight back in, yes.
Yep, no, all good. Thanks, Dwayne. Good to hear from you.
Would you bring him back in?
Yeah, my word, I would. After last year, it was superb in the grand final and the finals. So I reckon he's earned that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Liam. Great to have you call down there in Merimbula. Baz in Coburg, you there, Baz?
Yeah, good afternoon, Pipe. Just wanted to get your opinion. Is Harry McKay and Charlie Turner the best two forwards in the comp at the moment?
In terms of best centre-half forward, full forward combo in the comp, you'd have to say yes.
Yeah, because I reckon they're both fine, mate. Charlie hasn't really stepped up as much as Harry, but, you know, I think they complement each other, you know, the way they're going at the moment. So, yeah, it's...
I still think Toby Green and Jesse Hogan have got it going on at the moment, Baz, and they were out of mind, out of sight on the weekend because they didn't play.
Yeah, no, they've been good as well, mate, but, I'm hoping they continue the Blue Boys the way they're going. So yeah.
No, they're flying. Hey, great call, Baz. The Blues, let's not forget them either. It was a game that we expected them to win, but you know, you can't do any more than they did on Good Friday. It was great to watch. A couple of texts have come through. I believe the West Coast is cooked. Yeah, well, as I've said a number of times, someone's always terrible. Someone always stinks. The bottom team of the ladder, we always say, oh, they're letting the competition down and there's two easy wins for the... So it's West Coast again this year. So maybe we don't talk about it. Jared's not watching them anymore. He's given up. I've got them this weekend, so I'll be watching them. I'll be broadcasting them. I'll be with my fingers crossed hoping they give Sydney a run for their money in the Adelaide Hills. So I'm not going to give up on watching the West Coast, but it'd be nice if they're a bit more competitive. Thanks for your text on that. Believing in Big H, Harry McKay, took all the justified criticism for his accuracy last season, done a mountain of work, and he's kicking much better this year. Great to see his adjusted role, ruck time, confidence is back. We'll be leading the Blues BNF at this stage. Great to see players work hard on their game and see the results. Great text on that duo that our caller previous talked about. A couple of other texts coming through on the Blues as well. I'll get to those shortly. Jeff in Manor Lakes, you there, Jeff?
Here I am, Dwayne. How's it going?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I'd just like to... Look, I'm happy where Geelong are at the moment. I've said to you before, Conway's going to be a gun.
Mm.
He just needs opportunity and fitness. I just love his second and third and fourth efforts. What he did yesterday in that game was fantastic. Throwing in the middle was great. I still think we're probably around the 5th to 8th. Proof in the pudding will be when you play against sides with a very strong midfield. But you've got to remember, we won that game yesterday without Dainsfield, without Guthrie. Another big shout-out to me is Jack Henry. He just helps shore up that defence and helps Stewart get off the leash. I said that over the last 2 years. He's just been missed. And having him back, being firing, will help Sean go a long way. But I still think 5th to 8th, but looking forward to having Guthrie and Dainsfield back in that midfield.
Yeah, great call. Quite a few coming through. One here, Hawkins and Cameron say hi when it comes to the best full forward, centre-half forward combo. And that's a great text as well. Thanks for sending that through. Another one here. As a Geelong supporter, I'm waiting till round 10 till I believe. We could be 5-0, then be 5-5 by midway. Hard 5 weeks. Brisbane Blues, D's, Port and the Suns. That's Sam from Garfield. But another text here on the Cats. What's real? The Geelong kids. These kittens, Conway, Clark, Dempsey, Mullen, Sam DeConing, Ollie Henry and Bruin, all major contributors to the Cats' success. They are revitalised, the old boys. They certainly are. Dave from Warrnambool, thanks for your text as well. Quite a few coming through on the Cats. And they have been. It has been a quick turnaround. But look, clubs like Geelong and Sydney have defied gravity. I think Sydney's missed the finals twice in 15 years under John Longmire. So you can do it. If you're good enough, if your recruiting team's good enough, and obviously the Swans and Geelong's recruiting team's been talked about a lot, but I mentioned on this show after the pre-season last year that I thought Ollie Henry was going to have a breakout season and he could be an All-Australian, and people had a whack at me last year because he didn't end up having that kind of season. But one here, hey pipe, Ollie Henry, at the moment he's showing he's capable of being a great player in the near future, strong overhead, kick straight, your thoughts? Well, I was on his bandwagon probably a bit too early. I saw him pre-season last year play some dominant games pre-season, and he didn't quite have the year that I hoped he would, but he's on track right now. He could well be an All-Australian by the end of it. Jeff, thanks for your call. Nick, Matthew, Gary, Andrew, we'll get to you straight after the break. It's Midday Madness. You call, you get on. 1-300-736-736 is the open line number. If you'd like to join us, it's brought to us by Werribee Kia, and you can drop down and see the team at Werribee Kia. David, Janan, Aid, Jim, and the whole team. Werribee Kia always make buying cars easy.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Always great to have your company for Dwayne's World. Midday Madness for Work Locker, Karen Downs and Pakenham. Workwear for wherever you work. Straight back to your calls. Nick, Phil, we'll get to you all, by the way. 1-300-736-736, as is the promise. Nick in Perth, thanks for holding. Nick, welcome to you.
Hey, Dwayne. Just with this lightning rule, what happens if that happens in the grand final and a team's up by 1 point and obviously the 60 minutes is waited, and do they get awarded the grand final or what happens?
If it's three-quarter time, Nick, yes, enough of the game has elapsed. And if you get to 11 o'clock at night where the MCG curfew appears, you wouldn't be coming back tomorrow to play the last quarter. It'd be all over.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, lightning's not something like if it was the lights go off and it's a malfunction, well, someone could theoretically flick the switch and cause that. But not much you can do about lightning, Nick. We're in no control of that one, are we? Sounds like we lost you. Hopefully it wasn't lightning. Phil in Epping, you there, Phil?
How are you, Dwayne?
Yeah, good.
I just want to speak about Geelong's recruiting over the last 4 or 5 years. And I don't know the guy's name, but I think he's the best in the business. So to stay at the top with an aging list, you have to have the best recruiter, obviously, in the business, right? So I'll give you a rundown of who they've picked up in the last 4 years. 2019, Sam De Koning. 2020, Max Holmes. 2021, Toby Conway, Dempsey in the rookie draft, who looks elite. They picked up Jai Clark last year. Conor O'Sullivan, I've never watched a game of his, but I guarantee he's going to be good. And they matched Goulden's bid in 2020. They could have had a Goulden if Sydney were no Muppets. Now, if this guy isn't the best in the business, you tell me who he is.
No, I'm agreeing with you. It's Stephen Wells, and it's now Andrew Mackie as well with Stephen Wells. They've both been great. And you're right about a few, well, you're right about all of those players. So when you look at Sam De Koning, he didn't play essentially in the first year he was on the list. So they let him mature, and as soon as he came in, he had an impact. Conway is looking really good as a tap ruckman, and they needed one. So they went and recruited someone specifically, and he looked great. Looks like a young Damien Burke. You're right about Ollie Dempsey. He looks good. A couple of the guys they went and got from Ireland, Mullen and O'Connor, look good. I mean, these guys were available to anybody, but they've recruited well out of Ireland again. So well done to them on that. They traded up to get Clark, so they specifically wanted Clark, and they were hoping they'd get Clark, so you're spot on about that. Look, they have been great. Andrew Mackie told me pre-season that the list was in good shape. I didn't really believe him, because I hadn't seen Conway play. I hadn't seen the best of Dempsey. I hadn't seen the best of Mullen. I hadn't seen the best of Clark. So all of a sudden, it's starting to come to fruition. So, yeah, looking great, Phil, looking great. Matt Nepping, you there, Matt?
Dwayne, how are you, mate?
Good.
I just wanted to talk about the Hawks yesterday, Arvo. Watched the game. I felt a little disappointed, you know, just the fact that, yeah, we start 6 goals down, get ourselves back, and then we end up getting flogged in the end by the same margin. It's deflating because, like, we played that quarter and a bit of footy where we looked really good, and then the rest of the game was just, yeah, I don't know, we just didn't look all there. I know we're a relatively young side and we're on a rebuild, but, yeah, we showed glimpses of it. It's just a weird state to be in because we show glimpses of how good we can be, and then we also show how bad we can be at the same time. So I feel like we're not regressing, but we're not progressing either. You know what I mean?
Because you haven't recruited as well. That's the contrast. I mean, Adelaide hasn't recruited as well as Geelong. That's the contrast for Adelaide. You can't afford to, you know, your Fisher-McAsee for Adelaide, Denver Granger, Barras so far for Hawthorn. You can't afford to miss one or two, Matt, when you get early picks.
Yeah, yeah, and that's 100%. Although Granger Barras, I mean, when he's had his chance, hasn't really set the world on fire for us. He's great. We've got players who are great.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you might not have got the right guy there with Denver Granger Barras with that early pick. And the Cats look like they have with Clark. And they went and got a couple of early picks from other clubs. So they went and got Ollie Henry, who was an early pick. He was a first rounder. He was a pick 17 for Collingwood. So they went and got him. They went and got Tanner Bruin. First year, he was available as well. Third year in the system. So we expect young recruits to stay at least 3 years at their new club. Well, Bruin didn't. He came home as well. He was an early pick in the draft as well. So they're not only using the picks that they get early in the draft, Matt, they're actually going and grabbing guys that are early picks from other clubs.
Yeah, it's amazing how they do it. It's, yeah, I hate it. I hate to see them good all the time, but, you know, it's just how they are. It's just how they operate. And, you know, I'll give them credit there. I don't really want to, but, you know, fair play to them.
Yeah, and you're not going to have Lewis for a little while as well, Matt, so that's bad news for Hawthorn fans. And, yeah, I think Watson's going to be a bit of a wait and see as well. So let's hope the Wizard ends up being the Wizard. But at the moment, he's finding it hard to get enough ball and have an impact on the scoreboard. Yeah, appreciate your call, Matt. Look, I'm a bit worried about Hawthorn as well, to be honest, with the list they've got. I'm not worried about Sam Mitchell. I'm more worried about the list. Need to take a break. Ryan in Torquay, Brett, Chris, we'll get to you straight after the break. You with Dwayne's World.